This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Pasquot Yaqui tribe in southern Arizona marked Indigenous Peoples Day by filing a lawsuit against the county recorder in an ongoing effort to reinstate its former early in-person voting site. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media has more.
Pima County Recorder F.N. Rodriguez closed the early in-person voting site in the Pasquot Yaqui tribe's urban reservation in 2018. This was one of four sites the lawsuit says the recorder recently closed in tribal lands. Only one remains now, and it's in another reservation. Jonathan Diaz is part of the tribe's legal team.
We haven't seen the same kind of reduction in early in-person voting in, for example, primarily white neighborhoods and communities.
Pasquot Yaqui leaders have recently been trying to work with the recorder to reestablish early voting in the reservation. But with no movement from the recorder's office as early voting begins across the county this week, the tribe decided it had no choice but to sue. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
Also in Arizona, demonstrators said they faced tear gas, rubber bullets, and arrest Monday during a demonstration against border wall construction on ancestral indigenous land. Arizona Public Media reported 12 people were taken into custody by the Arizona Department of Public Safety for failing to clear a roadway. Organizers blocked traffic at a Border Patrol checkpoint, holding banners that read, "Respect the land, stolen land, and no one is illegal." It was the latest in a series of demonstrations against surveillance and border wall activity organized by Tohono O'odham members and other tribes. Not all of them are federally recognized, but they have ancestral land on both sides of the border. A group of Native leaders joined the mayor of Portland and an Indigenous lawmaker Monday in condemning violent protests that toppled statues of Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln over the weekend and damaged buildings, including a museum. Oregon Live reported lawmaker Tana Sanchez, who is Shoshone, Bannock, and Ute, called the damage to the Oregon Historical Society, as well as downtown businesses and buildings at Portland State University, obscene, inappropriate, and unconscionable. Protesters broke windows at the Society's building. A quilt made by Black women to honor contributions by the Black community ahead of the country's bicentennial was left in the street in the rain. The Portland Indian Leaders Roundtable said the damage was disappointing because the Society had recently presented exhibits accurately depicting Native American history. The district attorney is bringing charges against two men. Protesters in Santa Fe, New Mexico, destroyed a stone monument in the city's main plaza Monday. The monument, known as the Obelisk, was erected just after the Civil War and was originally referred to as the American Indian War Memorial. The original inscription in the monument's marble base commended Union soldiers and used the word savage to describe the Native people they fought against. Tribes in New Mexico have unsuccessfully pushed for decades to remove the monument entirely. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports Mayor Alan Weber had not moved forward with plans to remove the obelisk. A video shows protesters securing ropes around the monument and pulling it down. The action culminated 3 days of protesters occupying the plaza. Police made several arrests, but later left the plaza after a large crowd of protesters entered the area. There were also many peaceful events that took place around the country to honor Indigenous Peoples Day, but President Donald Trump used the occasion to accuse radical activists of trying to undermine the legacy of Christopher Columbus. USA Today reports Trump issued a proclamation Friday that called on Americans to observe October 12th with, quote, appropriate ceremonies and activities. It also ordered that the American flag be displayed in all public buildings. 14 states and more than 130 cities observe Indigenous Peoples Day instead of or along with Columbus Day. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP, fighting to protect 50-plus voters, making sure they're heard on issues like Social Security and Medicare, prescription drug prices, and ensuring that 50-plus Americans can vote safely from home or in person. More information at AARP.org.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.